Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, November 5th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Monday nighter at Lambeau Field was unbearable. Chicago comes in and beats the Packers 27-20, knocking out Aaron Rodgers 2.5 minutes into the game. After it was over, head coach Mike McCarthy.
He has a shoulder injury. They want to run more tests. They don't have an exact diagnosis is where we are. So no timeline, no exact diagnosis. That's where we're at.
Center Evan Dietrich Smith says the early exit was shocking to see.
You don't focus on that stuff. You focus on winning the game. You know, if he was going to come back out, he was going to come back out. Would have been nice. You know, yeah, and I'm sure everybody would have gave him the hero's cheer. But, you know, like I said, the guys that are out on the field playing, you know, that's what's important at the moment. You know, you got to focus on what's going on in the game, and you can't let that stuff affect you.
But it did affect the understudy. 11-year veteran Seneca Wallace struggled through most of the game. He was sacked 4 times, threw an interception on his second pass attempt as a Packer, and converted only 1 third down, although Wallace said he felt ready.
Felt pretty good. You know, obviously not getting the reps in practice. You know, you got to go out there and just try to play. You know, I try my best. And I put a lot of pressure on myself to make sure there's not a letdown from what Aaron's doing and what I'm doing. But you want to go out there and compete. You know, that's what I'm about. And I love to compete. And, I put a lot on myself. And I feel like I should have played better.
Certainly had a running game to help out. James Starks with a 32-yard touchdown. And it was Eddie Lacy with yet another career high. 150 yards and a score.
I just ran the ball just like any other week. You know, they had a good week of practice. I knew where the holes were going to be, and, you know, I just did what I did in practice.
That's what Matt Forte does in practice. He runs the ball very well, too. 125 yards on the ground, 54 more through the air. Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffery both catching touchdowns from Chicago's backup quarterback, Josh McCown, threw for 272 yards. Packers safety Morgan Burnett says the Bears were really efficient.
When they was getting the ball in the hands of their playmakers, and like I said, you got to give that team credit. They did a great job today. They made their share of plays, and they made more plays than we did. And it's tough losing like that, especially to a rival opponent and division opponent, but we can't hang our head because we got a quick week getting prepared for Philly, so we can just learn from our mistakes, move on, and try to get better.
Rodgers wasn't the only injury. T.J. Lang suffered a concussion. Andy Mulumba, an ankle injury. And rookie Sam Barrington suffered a hamstring pull. Yeah, the Eagles game against the Packers Sunday at noon at Lambeau Field. Other NFL news and notes. We'll start with a couple of coaches on the mend. Gary Kubiak collapsed at halftime of the Texans' loss to the Colts Sunday night. He remains hospitalized but is alert, resting comfortably, although we're not sure exactly what happened to Kubiak. Former Wisconsin Badger defensive end J.J. Watt says at least the news is good on coach.
Like I said, our thoughts are with him, but we have to prepare for a game just like every other week.
And the Denver Broncos are preparing to go on for several weeks without their head coach, John Fox, who underwent successful surgery to repair a valve after plenty of some issues over the weekend. Broncos president John Elway has appointed defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio as the interim coach.
I feel great about Jack, and I think that John was on board also, and the fact that I thought that Jack was the guy that would be the best fit. I thought that Jack could come on and carry on what John has done so far, and think that we'll be able to move ahead and hopefully not miss a beat.
Del Rio says his first concern remains with Coach Fox.
Our thoughts and prayers are first and foremost with Coach Fox and Robin and the family. It was great news to hear that, you know, he went through the procedure this morning and is out and recovering.
And in Miami, it is quite a mess over the Jonathan Martin, Richie Incognito controversy. Former Packer assistant coach and now the head man of the Dolphins, Joe Philbin, says we had to take the first preemptive step.
I decided to suspend Richie Incognito based on the information that I had. The NFL is going to conduct a review, and we are going to give, as an organization, our full and complete cooperation.
According to reports, Incognito sent several texts and voicemail messages to Martin with racial slurs and insults that date back to last April. To the NBA, where there were 4 games on the schedule, and it was the Cleveland Cavaliers handing the Philadelphia 76ers their first loss of the season. 110-90, and former Sixer Andre Iguodala led the way with 32 points.
It was really the team. You know, we just move the ball like normal, you know. And whoever is making shots, you know, we'll kind of tailor things to, we'll keep finding guys. But it wasn't really a plays for me being ran, you know. And that's the best brand of basketball I like to play. You don't have to call plays and guys still get it going.
Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 93-92. C.J. Miles with 19 as the T-Wolves dropped their first one. Miles says that was a nice win.
I think we did a good job of just playing with energy, running the floor, and defending. And that's what we want to be. We want to be a good defensive team, and we've been doing that well. We just got to figure out how to keep that offense from getting stagnant.
The Memphis Grizzlies kept the Boston Celtics winless, now 0-4, 95-88. The L.A. Clippers over the Houston Rockets, 137-118. Chris Paul, 23 points and 17 assists. On the ice, the Anaheim Ducks beat the New York Rangers 2-1 with a pair of first-period goals. Frederick Anderson stopping 32 shots in the win. It was Corey Perry getting one of those two goals for the Ducks. He says that's a nice win.
Yeah, we got the job done tonight, and you know that was huge. A couple of big blocks by some guys out there, and you know we dug deep for this one. You know it's always probably the toughest one, is the last one of a long road trip before you get to go home. So you know this one feels good.
Winnipeg Jets doubled up the Detroit Red Wings by a score of 4-2. Some baseball notes. The comeback players of the year were announced on Monday. Mariano Rivera of the New York Yankees and Pittsburgh starting pitcher Francisco Liriano. As for the Brewers, they made a claim on an infielder who's played a little outfield too, Elian Herrera, 28-year-old, was claimed off waivers from the Los Angeles Dodgers. Played in 71 games in the show over the last 2 years, hitting .251. But last season, he hit .282 with 7 home runs and 43 RBIs for AAA Albuquerque. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.